Good morning. All right, men, on the count of three, one, two, three, Happy Mother's Day. All right, let's do that again. On the count of three, one, two, three, Happy Mother's Day. That's more like it, guys. Well, if you're a visitor today, what a day you have chosen to worship the Lord with us. We have a very special worship service. The message, I slept like a baby last night, because the close of the message is a very, very special tribute with Richard Miller and Linda Holden. So if you're a visitor today, you get ready. That's going to be really beautiful. Now, we do have some announcements to lift up. By the way, first of all, I want to apologize. I did a blunder there with the announcement. I got the wording wrong. Don Johnson is at home. He is at home, not at Lutheran. Now, his surgery will be at Lutheran on Monday the 21st. But he is at home, and he is resting and building up strength for that open heart surgery. We also received a call this morning, in fact, that Betty Fortney and Eston Fortney are both now relocated and living together at Hearth and Home.
On Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be Saturday? Next Saturday? Okay, so that is going to be, I guess, next Saturday that they will be relocated to the Hearth and Home. You know, the Rosendahls were there. We had several, families, couples that were at Hearth and Home. Wonderful facility. Remember them with your visits, your prayers. Larry Harris is over at the hospice. In Van Wert, it was a comfort though last night after the wedding. We had a tremendous wedding here. Tony and Courtney got married, Salisbury. But at any rate, following the wedding, we wanted to call on Larry to see how he was doing. I'd been over there, and I was really encouraged there last night to see he was sitting at the table, Tawna, sitting at the table with Dolores, and having an evening meal. That was a great sight to see, but he is nevertheless at the hospice center. So do remember him with your prayers and with your visits. I'm going to have, Brad's going to be kind enough to greet you to close the service, because I am out of here and I'm not to be late at the 11:11. I am the boss of my house, and I have my wife's permission to say so. But she says I am not to be late. I must be there, and we're going to cut that short. Instead of five songs, we're doing three songs, Keith. But Johnny Lay is graduating today from High Northern, so we have to get over there. We're going to be late as it is, but we're going to make it there. And I see right back here his big brother Matthew, my favorite daughter-in-law, April, with her mother, Judy Parrott. So we're just having a great... I didn't see the grandparents back there. I did not see you. Oh, just a wonderful day. I am just so, so happy to be with the family. With regard to the wedding, Tony has a dear friend that he shared with Linda and I. He wants us to lift him up in prayer. He's had an aneurysm. Phil Brown is his name. Phil Brown, and I will have to get with Laura. I'll have to get with you to make sure we get that back on the prayer list. So those are some of the concerns, some of the emergency announcements that have come to us. Are there any parish notices to come before us? Yes, sir, Brad. Go ahead.
Trustees meeting, we can't do it Wednesday night. We got a complication. We're going to do it Thursday. And also, if there's any trustees here, could you come up front for a short meeting after church? Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Any other parish notices? No, choir practice this week. Any other? As a matter of fact, I think next Sunday's the big climax. The last Sunday for the choir in session. Sure have enjoyed you, Keith and Linda, and your leadership. Any other parish notices to come before us? Well, what a day! Happy Mother's Day! Just a wonderful opportunity on this Lord's Day to be together as families and to worship the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts now for morning worship. let us pray. God of songs and marvels, old and new, your powerful love for this world continues to astound us. In these last days of Easter, we gather to recall the love that brought Jesus into this world and into our lives as Savior, friend, and brother. We thank you for welcoming us into your household and for entrusting to us your marvelous work to draw all people into the spacious home of your everlasting love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sing to God a new song.
For God has done marvelous things.
Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth.
For God is still doing marvelous things.
Break into joyful song.
Sing praises with lyre and melody and trumpets.
Let the seas roar and the floods clap their hands.
For God is coming to judge the world with righteousness.
God is coming to judge the world with equity. And now lift up your hearts, your voices on this glorious morning. The opening hymn of praise, 92, For the Beauty of the Earth. this opportunity to welcome one another through the passing of the peace. Now at this time we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. Good morning. Have you ever been afraid? Or have you ever been sad? Something ever make you sad? You know, when you get sad, or sometimes when you get scared, you need something to comfort you. Sometimes it's a little blanket that you have at home, you know, and that comforts you. Sometimes it's a toy. You know, little toy, like you just hug it. You just need a hug. And you know what I got to tell you best of all is getting that hug from Mom, isn't it? Huh? Look at all the heads. Now we got a bunch of yeses. Yes, that's right. That's right. Now, you know, God has prepared a very special way to bring us comfort. He speaks this morning in the Scripture His assurances to us. He has a promise that the Holy Spirit will comfort us. In fact, another word for the Holy Spirit is the Holy Comforter. Now, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And God has made it so that that Spirit of God can come to us and be the comfort all the days of our lives. Now, how does that Holy Spirit come to us? You pray and you ask the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God who made you. You ask Him to come into your heart. He made your heart. So there's a place. There's a place there that's His. And so what we want to do, let's take a moment and let's pray and let's invite God's Spirit to come live in the heart that He made, okay? And it'll comfort you. Let's join together. Let's make a circle here. All right. This is a great looking circle. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks that You have made a way to be with us, Your Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. And we want His Spirit to live in our hearts, oh Lord. You made our hearts. You made us. You made everybody. So Lord, we pray, please come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, and come in today, come in to stay. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God. Amen. Now you just let that Spirit of God be in that heart of yours and give you comfort and strength all the days of your life. Well, now what are we going to do today? We've got some visitors perhaps, but the regulars here know I always give you two suckers. And I always tell you, you keep one and you give another one to some other little boy or girl and you tell them God loves them. Well, you know what I want you to do today? Come on. It's Mother's Day. You keep one of the suckers. Yep, I want you to have one. We'll give you one. But then you know what? How about today give that other sucker to Mom? How about it, huh? And you tell Mommy that God loves her. And you tell Mommy you love her. Okay? You tell Mommy you love her. Yeah. I want to tell you something. Your mama treasures your love. Oh, yeah. And your mama loves you. Mama's never going to give up on you. That's right. There you go. All right, make sure. I'm trying to get you two different kinds.
I like these ones.
Do you like those ones? Well, give me five. Man, I got lucky on that one. Good for you. Do you need two more? You want two more? Okay. Well, you may return to your pews, and Allison's going to help us this morning with the microphone. Somebody was teasing me when I came in. They said, you know, your fourth child looks like you, Gray. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So Allison has the microphone. And if you're a visitor, by the way, again, what a great day to worship with us. You picked a wonderful one. To take a moment, if you wish, there are visitors' cards stuffed in the pews. If you can't find one, say something to the ushers, and I'm sure they can scramble and get you one, and we'll make sure we get more in these pews. But take a moment, fill that out. If you elect, put your phone number on it. And I say that's for you to decide, because if you do, I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to give you a call and see if you've got any questions to get you further acquainted. By way of this hospitality here, all right, to introduce you to the joys and concerns. If you have a joy, now that could be a birthday, as an example. It could be a wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony of how the Holy Spirit is giving you strength in your journey. You want to lift that up, you raise your hand. It could be a concern. Maybe someone is in the hospital. You want them lifted up in prayer, just like Tony, Phil Brown yesterday, he lifted up. You've got somebody that you want to lift up in prayer. Raise your hand. Joys or concerns. Keep your hands up, though. Please keep them up so that Allison can see you.
Today is Grandma's birthday.
It's her grandma's birthday today.
Oh my goodness! Happy birthday! Oh boy, yeah, there's a smile. You betcha.
My dad is doing better. He's going to the rehab in Parkview, which is actually the old rehab, old Parkview downtown.
The old Parkview.
But he is doing better, improving each day.
God bless you, Karen. Our prayers continue with your daddy. Any other joys or concerns? And as I said, please keep your hand up so that Allison can see you. Yes, Judy.
Last Wednesday was Carolyn's 21st birthday.
Oh, birthday! All right. Very, very good. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! And I see Linda up here.
As some of you may know, Mark Hanover, teacher over at Crestview's daughter, Adrian, had a kidney transplant 15 years ago. Well, it had to be replaced, and her husband was the donor. And I had it put on the prayer list that they thought she was rejecting it. And I got a call just this Friday, Thursday or Friday, that everything is okay, and now she's accepting the kidney.
So praise the Lord.
Thanks for all the prayers.
Praise the Lord, Linda. That's one.
She's only 30.
Wow, that is wonderful news, Linda. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing and alerting us as well. Other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Just keep your hand up. So Allison's doing just a great job. Boy, oh boy, you've really grown into this service role of yours. Hasn't she done great? Any other joys or concerns? Well, how about we show an appreciation for Allison, huh? Thank you, Allison. Very good, honey. Very good. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Now, Heavenly Father, God of love, do not let us grow weary of living our lives according to the example of your Son and our Savior, Jesus. Loving one another is his commandment. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Remind us that we bear Jesus' love and life within our very beings, a powerful gift for the world. Out of this gift, May we bear the fruit of love that you have chosen for us to bear. Deepen our faith now as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that Jesus has invited us to pray with him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand together for this hymn of preparation. This really sets the theme for the Bible lesson today, the words of Jesus. We're going to stand for hymn number 384, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Be seated. You know, I've got to tell you, I had so many papers up here today that I, please forgive me, I didn't see this one. Maybe this might be just the time, husbands, if, and I know how busy, boy, I know how busy life can be. And so if you kind of slipped up and maybe forgot the Mother's Day, and you might be in the doghouse. Get out of the doghouse, because I just saw here, it says the secret garden floor and gifts of Convoy right downtown will be open today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for all your Mother's Day needs. I didn't see it. John, I missed that. Hey, that might just get somebody out of the doghouse, okay? Because this is a very, very special day. And I've got to tell you right now, when I was at Methesco, we were disciplined to follow the lectionary. Now, we're not chained to it by any means. We do the occasional message when there's a need. I remember 9/11. None of us stuck with the lectionary, Linda. None of us. We all left the lectionary when 9/11 took place. So we're not chained to that by any means. But it's a good discipline. That way it forces us as preachers to stop grinding the same axe, they would say, war. And they were trying to be kind to us, but that was a way of putting it. To be challenged as preachers, you know, to open ourselves up to a new word, perhaps, a new challenge from the Lord God. Well, as it turns out, and imagine this for Mother's Day, I just can't get over this text, because so much of the love of God, all right, so much of God's love we have experienced through the loving mothers of our church. Listen then on this suggested Bible lesson of today. I didn't choose it. Here we go. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. For this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. And I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. What a great selection for Mother's Day, Keith. Well, well done. Well, it's a very, very special, a special day. And I know it's special getting ready, wasn't it? Getting ready for the wonderful breakfast. Can we just raise a cheer for the men that did that Mother's Day breakfast, huh? Boy, I tell you, Jim, you had a great crew. You just had a wonderful crew. It's just wonderful in the early morning hours getting ready. It reminds me of a story, too, that I just heard. There was a story of a mother early in the morning and a little boy, the only son, the little boy beside her. He's watching mommy getting ready for church, and she's putting the cold cream on her face. And of course, you know, he's fascinated. You know, this is mommy. Mommy, what are you putting that on your face for? She says, well, I said, I'm trying to make myself beautiful. And in just a moment, she takes the Kleenex and starts removing the cream. And the little boy pipes up, what's the matter, mommy? You giving up? Well, yeah. Well, thank the Lord for love that never gives up. Greater love is no one than this, says Jesus. That one would lay down one's life for one's friends. And there's so much of that sacrificial love that we have experienced and encountered through loving mothers, huh? Amen to that. And they never give up. I don't care how old we get. Matt, here you are. You're still the baby. I got a mouse pad. Your brother, a couple years ago for Christmas, surprised Mama and me. Got baby pictures and like put them on things like mouse pads. I got his mouse pad out with my favorite daughter-in-law, and he were coming to the house, Judy. And I said, April, wait just a second. I got the mouse pad up, and I put it beside his head. And I said, yep, that's the one. That's the one. You know, I don't care how old you are, you know. There was a mother that wrote in the Reader's Digest. Her son, Kevin, had just come back. Now, get this, veterans. Had just come back from a tour of duty as a Marine in Iraq. This seasoned Marine is coming back to the U.S. Mom's visiting at the base. Kevin was his name, and Semper Fi is running across the open court. Kevin's running across with a bayonet bomb. He's going to deliver it, Phyllis, to one of his Marine buddies. And Mama couldn't help it. She yells out over the whole quadrangle. She yells out, Kevin, don't you dare run with that knife in your hands. Semper Fi. Well, Semper Fi discovered that always faithful is the love of God in a loving mother. So much of that love we have experienced through our moms. And where would we be without that mother? There was a Reader's Digest story of a boy was having a conversation with his daddy. Mom and dad were prepared to move across the countries was the situation. They were getting ready to move, and they had to take both vehicles, Denny. They were moving with both cars. And the little guy is all concerned. He's having this conversation with dad. Dad, what if we get separated? Son, we won't get separated. Dad, what if we get separated? Son, your mother and I both have maps. But dad, what if we get separated? We'll drive slowly. But dad, you know how it is, parents. But dad, what if we get separated? And finally, now I don't agree with this joke that he did, but he did it. In an orderliness, he says, well, then I guess we'll never see each other again. He says, in that case, I'm riding with Mom. I think he got what he deserved, Bob. Got what he deserved. So much of this love. What is this commandment to love one another? Here it is right there. Love one another as I have loved you. It's not, in any way, it is not superficial love. It is absolutely sacrificial love. And so much of that love we have experienced through our mothers. There was a story of two tribes in the Andes that were at war. One tribe lived in the lowlands and the other high in the mountain regions. Well, one day the mountain people invaded the lowlanders, and as part of the plundering, they kidnapped a baby of one of the lowlander families and carried this little infant with them back up into the mountains. Now, the lowlanders did not know how to climb the mountain. They weren't familiar with any of the trails that the mountain people use, and in fact, they didn't even know where to find the mountain people or how to track them in the steep terrain. Even so, they sent out their best party of fighting men, seasoned warriors there again, to climb that mountain and bring that baby back home. Well, the men tried first one method of climbing and then another. They tried one trail and then another. And after several days of intense effort, sadly, they had only managed to climb several hundred feet. And the lowlander men, in exasperation, feeling hopeless and helpless, decided in despair the cause was lost. And they would sadly have to return to the village below. Well, as the warriors were packing their gear for the descent, to their utter amazement, they saw the baby's mother walking toward them. Well, wait a second, guys. Not only walking toward them, but they saw that she was now, in fact, descending, coming down from the mountain they had not yet figured out how to climb. And Anne, strapped to her back, was her baby. How could she do this? One of the warriors stepped before her, and the story goes, he said to her, "We could not climb this mountain. How could you do it when we, the most able and capable men of the village, failed to do so?" And the mother shrugged her shoulders and said, "The answer's simple. It wasn't your baby." Any mother worth her salt understands that story. Any parent worth their salt understands that story. For what wouldn't you do for the sake of your child? What wouldn't you do for the sake of your grandchild, huh, Gloria? Right? Your grandchild, yeah? What wouldn't you do, right? What wouldn't you do? Such is the love of God, so often encountered through loving mothers. This week we gathered here to worship the Lord in a bittersweet environment. Of course we know where Dorothy is. She's gone, but she is not lost. Of course we know where she is worn. We know that. No way would we trivialize the blessed gospel of our Lord, a risen Christ. But having said that, this all happens so suddenly. And you see, with Dorothy, I experienced something that I had been prepared for in my undergraduate work at Wright State University. Much of what hospice has today came from the paradigms that were being developed at Wright State University. That's right. Back when Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross started a lot of their work with the death and dying. See, a lot of those paradigms were experimental paradigms. If you know anything about Wright State University, it was a remarkable school for nursing and various aspects of medicine. That you've seen movies about it, you know. It's just a little school. But much of what hospice has today came from the studies that were being explored at Wright State University. And one of the things that Dr. William Stace brought before us was that they had already learned that when a mother is dying, if there's a concern, Gloria, for one of her children, she will not release herself. And that's part of you. We know that now. See, hospice now teaches that. It's a very important thing to release somebody when they're dying, to release them, to give them permission, to empower them. We did that, in fact, on Saturday with Dorothy, but she did not release. And here's what was going on. You know the story far better than I, okay? You know her love for Vicky and for Randy, and you know that Dorothy surely had some challenges, okay? You know that better than I, all right? But there was a renewed concern that Jackie and Vondale had shared with me even at Duluth, St. Rita's Hospital, a renewed concern for Randy. And that's the one thing that Dorothy Gleckler did verbalize with me, her concern for the church. Please remember Randy. That's the one thing she asked, one thing only. And there was this renewed concern for Randy. Well, we released her on Saturday. We did this thing where we gathered around her. We bought a book, okay? We did what we were supposed to do. She did not release. Sunday, the last day of her existence, Jackie and Vondale said a family came in from Lima. They had adopted a son who had
the Huntington's Korea. I think we've lost this. Let me see. see if this one, is this one working or did it all go? Is this one working? He had developed the Huntington's chorea disease. He died. They, in the course of the relationship with their son, became close friends with Randy. All right? Randy engaged with them. And that's something, okay? You know, that was really something amazing. He engaged with them, related to them, grew close to them. They came to Dorothy's bedside, and with Vondale and Jackie there, they asked permission of Dorothy. They made sure she heard this. They asked her permission, her blessing, that they be allowed now to care for Randy. That happened the last afternoon. We gathered around her, Ted, and there again, we did the empowering thing again, Warren, where we released her, and essentially we said to her, Mother, job well done. The children are cared for now. Randy will be cared for. Dorothy, you now can receive your reward of your risen Christ. The last service that she attended on earth was what? Easter. Today she worships the Lord, the risen Christ, in heaven itself. But only until her son, only until the assurance that he would be cared for, would that mother, would that love of that mother release to now receive her reward. Such is the love of a loving mother, sacrificial, not superficial, sacrificial. And that is a lesson for us all. Amen. That's the love that Jesus wants us to have for one another. Well, as I said, I am so at peace today to be here. I knew we were going to have a great, great climax to this sermon portion. Richard Miller, one of our resident poet laureates, I call him, he is going to come before us. And Linda Holden on the Carnegie Pipe Organ. Visitors, if this is your first day here, receive this blessing from the Lord, these servants of the Lord, as they bring a very loving Mother's Day tribute.
From time to time, we all go through our wallets or our pocketbooks, and way down in the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you usually find a little dog-eared piece of poetry. Well, I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and found a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is, they're all owed to one person. And I kind of feel like maybe right now might be a good time for an accounting. Mom, are you listening? I owe you for so many things, a lot of services like night watchmen. For instance, for laying awake nights, listening for coughs and cries and creaking floorboards and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for your services as a short order cook, a chef, a baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger and turkey out of tuna fish and two big strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to make sure he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, you're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all is always make sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're an accident. I owe you for veterinary services, for feeding every lost dog I dragged home at the end of the rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept a household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays. and you made make-believe come true on a real limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for the building of kites and confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing the family together so it could stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on the books of life, for things a growing boy's just got to have, like a little pocket on the side of my high-top boots for my jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget, that when there were two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, you were suddenly the one that didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She did manage by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay, but I know she'll mark the bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Linda. I told you so, children. This time, let us serve the Lord through the morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. Pour your Spirit upon these gifts, O God. Send them into the world as a sign and song of your joyous work of love. Use them to call and welcome into your house of love all who are your friends and our brothers and sisters. Amen. Richard and Linda, thank you again. Wow, thank you. Keith, thank you for the beautiful anthem today. Men, thank you for the wonderful breakfast. And thank each one of you for coming today to worship the Lord with us. Now, the day is still young. As you leave this place of worship to serve, take out every opportunity to thank your mothers. And in this same spirit, the closing hymn 102, Now Thank We All Our God.
Rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.